بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وعن ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما قال قام فينا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بموعظة أنس عباس رضي الله عنه عبد الله بن عباس رضي الله عنهما says that رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم stood amidst us one day and he gave a sermon, he gave some advice. فقال يا أيها الناس إنكم محشورون إلى الله تعالى حفاة عراة غرلا كما بدأنا أول خلق نعيده وعدا علينا إنا كنا فاعلين. O people, verily you will be raised on the day of Qiyamah, you'll be resurrected and come before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the condition that you'll be barefeet, you will be naked without any clothes, غُرْلًا uncircumcised. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Quran, Rasulullah recited this verse, كَمَا بَدَأْنَا أَوَّلَ خَلْقٍ نُعِيدُهُ. Just as we created you initially, this is how we will return you. So every person came into this world in this condition. No person came into the world wearing some clothing. Every baby is born, baby has no clothes, it is naked, uncircumcised, bare feet. So in that same condition you'll be raised before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ala wa inna awwal al-khala'iq yuksa yawm al-qiyamah Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then mentioned, behold, beware, or understand, listen, that verily amongst the people, the makhluq, the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the very first person who will be made to wear some clothing will be Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam. And the reason for this is, ulama explain that when he was thrown into the fire, we know the incident of Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam, that he had seen his community, his people worshipping idols, and Allah Ta'ala had guided Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam, chose him to be his Nabi. And Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam, right from the time he was a young boy, he could not bear to see his people making shirk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he tried his level best, but they would not take heed. And when they went for the festival, then Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam pretended that he was not too well. قَالَ إِنِّي سَقِيمٌ. I'm not feeling too good, I'm sick. So he remained behind at home. When the entire village, when everybody went out for the festival, then in which you were worshipping idols, etc., he came into this room where all the idols were kept, and he broke all the small idols, and he hung the axe around the neck of the big idol. And so when the people came and were terrified to see all the idols broken beside the big one, and somebody said, we heard a youngster whose name is Ibrahim mentioning these idols. So they summoned him, they called him, and he asked, أَأَنْتَ فَعَلْتَ هَذَا بِآلِيَتِنَا يَا إِبْرَاهِيمُ. Have you done this? You have broken these idols? So he says, بَلْ فَعَلُهُ كَبِيرُهُمْ هَذَا فَاسْأَلُوهُمْ إِنْ كَانُوا يَنْتِقُونَ. Ask the big one around whom the axe was kept, if they are able to speak. In other words, he is showing them the folly of what they were doing. If these idols could not speak, then how could they worship them? So Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam preached Tawheed, the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And for this they became very, very angry with him and his own family members. Azar has been mentioned, either his father or his uncle. And the entire community became so upset with him. So they decided to throw him into an inferno, into a burning fire. And for this they took out his clothes. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was made naked and thrown into the via the catapult into the fire. And we know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, قُلْ لَا يَا نَارُ كُونِي بَرْدًا وَسَلَامًا عَلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمُ. Allah instructed the fire to become cool and sound and safe for Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. And Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was saved in this manner. But because he was undressed in this manner for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in honor of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, on the day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him his garment to wear, the first amongst entire mankind. Ala wa innahu sayuja'u bi rijali min ummati fayukhadhu bihim dhat ash-shimal. Then Rasulullah says, then some people of my ummah, some men of my ummah, will be brought towards the left hand side. In other words, being brought to the left hand side is not a good sign. They will be taken away from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Other ahadith mentioned about Hawb Kuthar, when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam will be giving with his mubarak hands, the water of Kawthar to his ummati, each ummati of his. And he'll be so happy when somebody asks, how will you make out your ummat from amongst all the other ummats on that day? The hadith mentions, غُرًّا مُحَجَّلِينَ. Because of the athar, the effects of wudu, they will have a chamak, a shine on their foreheads and on the limbs where the wudu water reached, the hands, the feet. Rasulullah says, I will make my ummat out by the effects of the wudu. Like how we have a horse, which is a black horse and has a white mark on the forehead and white on the legs, is very easily distinguished. Like that, I'll be able to make out my ummati. And so the ummat will come to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but there will be this group of people in this hadith. فَأَقُولُ يَا رَبِّي وَأَصْحَابِي يَا رَبِّي أَصْحَابِي. When they'll be chased away, they'll be driven away by the angels first. The Rasul will say, but these are my companions, these are the people of my ummah. فَيُقَالُ إِنَّكَ لَا تَدْرِي مَا أَحْدَثُوا بَعْدَكَ. It will be said, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you do not know what they innovated and brought into your way of life after you, which you had not initiated for them. You had not authorized for them. This was not your way of life. They brought new things, innovations, bid'ah. فَأَقُولُ كَمَا قَالَ عَبْدُ الصَّالِحِ. Then Rasulullah says that I will say like what the pious servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, referring to Isa alayhi salatu salam, would say on the day of Qiyamah, when Allah will question him and ask him, O Isa, did you tell the people to make you ilah? Did they begin to worship you? The Christians worship Isa alayhi salatu salam, they make him their God. O Isa, did you tell them? He says, Ya Allah, وَكُنْتُ عَلِيمْ شَهِيدًا مَا دُمْتُ فِيهِمْ. As long as I was alive, I was a witness, watching them, observing them, teaching them the correct thing. After I left this world, then I could not be responsible. I did not ask them to make me ilah. So exactly like that, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will say, Ya Allah, as long as I was amongst my ummat, I guided them, and obviously, after I left this world, I did not know what they did. فَيُقَالُ لِي إِنَّهُمْ لَمْ يَزَالُوا مُرْتَدِّينَ عَلَىٰ أَعْقَابِهِمْ مُنْذُ فَارَقْتَهُمْ. Then Rasulullah SAW will be told that verily these people of your ummah, they remained renegades, or they turned renegades. They became murtads since you left them. When you departed from them, many of them, then they became murtads. They left the deen of Islam. There were those people who refused to pay zakat, and there were many of them who became murtad, and of course some of them who became murtad, then later on they got hidayat and they came back into Islam. But there were those who became murtads. So this refers to these people on the day of Qiyamah. Ulama say that those who became murtads after Rasulullah left this world, and also those people who made innovations, bid'at, come into deen, these people will be deprived of the Hawdi Kawthar water I'm getting from the Mubarak hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect all of us. May Allah give us the Hawdi Kawthar water. May Allah help us to emulate, follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Khulafa'i Rashidun, as Abu Bakr, as Umar, Uthman, Ali radiallahu anhumah. And in the day of Qiyamah, the conditions are horrifying. Imagine standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this condition, when a person will be running to and fro, every person will be perspiring profusely, people will be shouting and screaming, people will be yelling, a mother will abandon her children, a father will leave his children, a mother will leave her children, husband leaving the wife, his brothers, every person is saying, Nafsi, Nafsi, besides Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. On that day also he would say, Ummati, Ummati, and this is his fikr that he had, and the concern, that even when his ummat is taken away from him, Ya Allah, oh, Ya Rabbi, Ashabi, these are my companions, other riwayat, Ya Allah, they are my ummat, why are they being deprived? And then he'll be said that they became murtads after you left this world. And in other riwayats, you do not know what they have innovated after your demise. May Allah protect us from bid'at and shirk and kufr. May Allah give us true iman and a strong yaqeen and tawheed in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.